Miriam was hiding in the tall grass at the edge of a river. She was about your age, and she was hiding there because her mother had asked her to, and she was watching to see what would happen. She had her eye on a basket, a waterproof basket that was floating in the river, and in the basket was her baby brother. The baby was only 3 months old, which meant that he was so tiny he didn't even know how to sit up by himself yet. And Miriam was watching carefully. She loved her baby brother. And just like her mother and father, every day she worried about him and was scared, because they lived in the land where the mighty Pharaoh was ruler over everybody. And this Pharaoh was so angry with the Hebrew people that he had made a law that none of the Hebrew baby boys would be allowed to live. So when Miriam's baby brother was born, her family worked hard to keep it a secret, but they worried every day that soldiers might come and take the baby. So when he got to be 3 months old, they thought, it's getting harder and harder to keep him a secret. We're going to have to find a new plan to protect our precious baby. And that's how come he was floating in a waterproof basket in the river at the exact spot where the princess was known to usually take her bath. There was no indoor plumbing, no inside bathtubs back in those days. If you wanted to get clean and wash yourself, you had to go to the river. Yeah. So the princess, right on schedule, there she came. Did you have a question?
Yes. What about the girl baby?
The girl babies were allowed to live. It was only the boy babies that the Pharaoh had a thing about. So I can't really explain that. The guy was so mean and crazy. But anyway, so that's why, you know, Miriam wasn't worried about herself so much as worried about her baby brother. And so the princess came that day when the baby was floating in the basket. She came to take her bath. And she had lots of attendants who lined up along the riverbank to make sure that nobody would disturb her or invade her privacy while she was bathing. And she got into the water. Once she was in the water, she could see that basket floating. And she heard the sound that sounded something like a baby crying. Jack has a question. Yes, we had made notes that there were no bathtubs. So here she was bathing in the river. And she said to her maid, "Please go get that basket for me." So the maid brought the basket. And when the princess looked in, there she saw that little face all red and scrunched up from so much crying. And her heart went out to that baby. She said, "Oh dear, this baby must be one of the Hebrew children." Well, right then, Miriam came out of her hiding place. And she ran right up to the princess. And she said, "Excuse me, Your Highness, if you want me to, I could go find a Hebrew woman who would feed this baby for you and take care of it." And the princess said, "What a good idea. Yes, please go do that." Now the princess knew, of course, about the rule that said no Hebrew baby boys, but she also knew how to get her father to give her what she wanted. And so she thought in this case she would probably be able to get away with breaking the rules because she was the princess. So Miriam brought her mother, and the princess said, "Take this baby, feed him well, take good care of him. I'll pay you every day for doing this work." And the mother quietly took the baby, but inside her heart was pounding, and she was so excited because now her family was going to be under the protection of the princess, and they would be safe. And so she raised that baby along with Miriam, fed him well, taught him, and when he was old enough and strong enough, she brought him back to the princess, who adopted him as her very own son. And she named him Moses, which in her language meant something like, "I got him out of the water." Let's join hands and we'll say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for this happy surprise that a baby apparently floating all by itself in the water actually has a lot of people loving it and trying to give it a good start in life. We thank you, O God, that there are so many people who love us and are working to give us a good start in our lives. We praise you for the chance to be together on this beautiful day. Amen.